How's it hanging? What's happening? What's going on? Straight to voicemail nation. Welcome to Straight to Voicemail with Sammy C. Because it doesn't matter if it's maybe your landlord asking for last month's rent because your broke bitches didn't pay rent. Maybe it's the head of HR from work asking for an official statement from an incident that happened this week because boy, oh boy, did I have to make one of those. We'll get into that later. Maybe it's Donnie T. Maybe it's Joey B. Send that shit straight to voicemail. Hit the bitch button. Hit the red button. Give those motherfuckers the dial tone because we have got a show for you as we always do. Week three in a row. Who the hell are we? Man, we were taking breaks left and right at Straight to Voicemail. We were leaving you bitches hanging because I was on my summer schedule. My schedule. And now I'm back. And we're hitting that 3 week in a row. It's almost like a diet where you do it long enough and you get back in the groove. I think we've hit the hump. I think we're back for consistency because that's what we're all about here at Straight to Voicemail Nation. Tell your friends about us. Follow us on Instagram, as I always say. Support us financially. We are new to iHeartRadio. Boy, oh boy, what a accomplishment. And I'll tell you one thing. My mom congratulated me because she thought it was like an accomplishment, but really I just never submitted the podcast to iHeartRadio, so I'm gonna own up to it, and I'm just gonna tell you that nothing special happened. I just fucked around and finally submitted my code from my podcast, and it got accepted the next day. So it's still exciting because we're growing, we're adding platforms. iHeartRadio is a big deal, but it's not that big of a deal. But we're just gonna play it off like it was, and I'm excited about it. So I want to start off by just saying my vision for this week's episode, I had a title picked out. I had the storyline. I thought the content would be rolling because I had tickets to the preseason game, and they weren't just any tickets. They were to a suite, and I was jacked up. I invited Rumi Mara, my sister. She goes by Mara, the housekeeper, Marta, the pool keeper, Marja, my personal shopper, but a lot of people know her as Rumi Mara. Invited her over to the suite level, suite game. I thought we'd have content galore. I mean, I was gonna name this episode The Suite Life of Sammy C. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Maybe I should. I've never planned a title before, or I usually choose the title of the episode after I record. And I set this one up like, OMG. I just know it's going to be an epic time. I got it all picked out. I got it set up, ready to fucking rumble, because we're going to run into John Harbaugh. I thought maybe he'd take a little break from coaching, come see us. I knew Lamar wouldn't be playing. I thought maybe he'd stop by. We'd chat. I'd give him my business card, the STV business card with the QR code. He'd be rumbling to get on the show. I thought we'd see everybody, because I have been to a suite before, thanks to my neighbor Harry. Shout out Harry. Just found out he's a full-time listener today. God bless him. Thanks for listening. He took me to the Ruth Christ suite, and we were wined and dined and treated like freaking kings. I mean, they had steak, they had tuna, they had crab. I went for three plates when I went for that third plate, some of the people inside were like, oh, wow, going again? I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going again. I'm not getting Ruth's Chris buffet every week, motherfuckers. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I'm going to take it. I should have said, yeah, maybe if you use real plates, because they were using plastic plates. I should have made but I didn't. I played it cool. It was Jonathan Ogden was swinging by. They had Stephanie Rawlings Blake. I mean, she was the mayor of Baltimore for a while. You had every old rich perv in Baltimore in that suite. It was epic. It was awesome. I felt like a true hobnobber. I wasn't even 21 yet. I couldn't even drink. I still had a blast. So my expectations were set. I thought it would be just, I can't even explain it. But it was less than to be desired. I don't want to shit on it too hard. I want to be grateful. I don't want to sound inconsiderate, but I was let down. I was truly let down. And I gotta just say it. I'm all about honesty. I'm straightforward. I asked you to send any call straight to voicemail. I gotta be honest with you peeps. I can't lie and say it was everything and more. It wasn't. Only beer. I'm not a beer drinker. I like my vodka. I like my seltzers. I like my White Claws. I like my Trulies. I'll drink anything but beer. All they had was beer, and I was pissed. I hated it. So, you know, we stayed for a half, me and Remy Mara. We chatted. We networked. We did our business. But I was just, it was, it's tough to talk about because I really thought I'd have content galore for STV Nation. I thought maybe I'd share cheers a beverage with who knows who. I thought maybe X, maybe Brandon Scott. I would have fucking been honored to be with Brandon Scott. Just to say that I was with Brandon Scott. Clearly, I would have been a fake man because you've heard my choice words for him. But if that man walked into the suite, I would have been like, oh my god, oh my god. And I would have just played the part. So that was the disappointment of the weekend. I was sad, but then I got to juxtaposition that with the best time of my life because we were back at the Purple Patio. Everybody knows I love the Purple Patio. It's just incredible. For those that don't know, down in Federal Hill, the bar called Mother's, they have the Purple Patio. It's an outdoor patio painted purple, hence Purple Patio. Nothing too hard there to understand. They got the best DJs in the world. They're shoveling drinks. You see everybody and their brother out there, people you haven't seen in ages, people you just saw last week. It's just the camaraderie, the energy, the electricity is out of bounds, and we love it. I love it. I tell people, I said it before, spread my ashes on the Purple Patio. It's just such a grimy place. It's where I belong. The music, the energy, as I mentioned. It's incredible. It was so hot. It was steamy, but it was all worth it. And it was fun before the game. Then after the disappointing Suite Life, we came back and it was just elevated. The energy really arrived. The best music as always. It saved the night. It saved the preseason game for me. Somehow, after I stopped watching the game in person, the Ravens won. So it was incredible. And that's the magic of the Purple Patio. They always find a way to just make it exceptional. And it was exceptional. It truly was. It truly drives me speechless. And I don't know what else to say. And I'll talk about it further as I've... Oh, my God. It's just incredible. And it will become a part of the podcast. Because every home game, we will be heading to the Purple Patio. Except there'll be exceptions, of course, as there always is. But for the most part, memories will be made at the Purple Patio. And it's just exceptional. I don't even know what else to say because you have to experience it yourself. I can't really describe it for you. It's kind of something that it can't be talked about because, oh, every bar has music. Every place has people. But it's just when you get there, you understand and you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure some of my listeners listen and they understand. Some of my listeners might have missed this week's and they're just like, what the fuck was I doing? And I hear you. You were shit in the bed. You were making mistakes because this, it's just, you can't miss a week because there's always stories. There's drama. There's agony. There's ecstasy. There's just everything you can want in a weekend all in one night at the Purple Patio. Or even during the day when there's Ravens home games, Sunday, 1 o'clock. It's all there. It's all there for you. And it's simply incredible. There's inside aspects. There's the outside. You got to go. If you haven't gone, go. Come with me. It's incredible. Just come enjoy and enjoy life to the fullest at the Purple Patio. And that's what we did. And that's what we always do. And that's what we will continue to do. But anyway, an incredible show for you. Got our STD of the week. We're switching it up. It's not a person. It's not a place. It's a thing. And it's going to rock your world. Then we'll do our hot takes. And then we will wrap it up for this week. Got a great week ahead, and then blah, blah, blah. We'll see what we do. So, for this week's STD, Sexually Transmitted Disease of the Week, as I mentioned, it's not a person. It's a thing. This thing has truly harmed me. It has almost given me a heart attack, and I blame this thing for countless qualms in my life this week. It wrecked my world. And the STD, sexually transmitted disease, because as always, at Straight to Voicemail Nation, we head towards the STV, Straight to Voicemails, episodes, but we stay away from the sexually transmitted disease. And this week, the STD goes to push locks on doors. Those things are nothing but trouble. They cause pain. They cause agony. They cause so many things in other people's lives. And this week, they personally infected me and harmed me. Some people know the story. Others do not. But either way, I'm going to fucking tell it. Because my life was forever changed on Wednesday of this week. Because at work, in the office, I was walked in on as I enjoyed an office dump. And I blame it on, of course, the door and the lock. I can't even talk about it. It was one of the worst moments of my life, everyone. I won't name the place, but I work in an office building, and of course there's bathrooms, and we have individual bathrooms. So you go in, you lock it. There's not boys' bathroom, there's not girls' bathroom. It's not like we're progressive and they're just single bathrooms. And every time I'm just so conscious of locking the door, making sure that push, and I don't know how to push the lock, the push locks are, it's not you turn it, it's not a bolt, it's not like a thing where you latch it over the door, which I prefer. They're the things with the buttons that you push it. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. The door has to be completely locked, completely pushed, then you push it in. And sometimes it doesn't stay in, they're fidgety, they're ridiculous, and they led to a traumatizing moment in my life. It pains me to even talk about it, because I didn't know if I'd ever be able to return to work. I thought I might get a lawsuit for exposing my junk. I wasn't quite sure, but anyway, we had a drama-filled day as it was in the workplace. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, there was a Hamburglar, and things escalated. And, you know, when there's drama, you know I love it. So my mind was on the drama, the agony, the ecstasy of that as well. I could only think about that because it's exciting. I felt like I was already living in a reality TV show. I was like, we have a videographer at work. I was like, get your fucking camera out because this is epic. This is something that only you'd have to film for people to believe that it's really going down. So I was like, please, 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 please record. And my mind was everywhere. I was thinking about emailing Bravo and like, boy, do I have a show for you. My mind was all over the place, and it wasn't thinking about making sure that I had locked the door correctly. And that's why this lock has earned the STD of the week. It doesn't have your back. There's no way to be for sure. Because you could give it a push, but it might not stay, these locks. And that's why I feel personally victimized by these locks. And they've earned themselves the STD of the week. Because I sat myself down on the throne. I got my phone out, as I always do. I was surfing the World Wide Web. I couldn't tell you what I was on. It could have been Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, any of my go-to poop mobile apps, and I couldn't tell you which one because I blacked out in the embarrassment of it all. So anyway, I sit down, I do my business, and it's kind of like the stage of the poop where you've done it, but you're still entrapped in your phone, so it's not wipe time yet. So I hadn't quite wiped, but I was sitting on my phone like, all right, it's time to wrap this shit up, get back to work. No sooner do I just see the door start to open, and I'm like, holy, what? And in your mind, you're like, this can't be real. Like, that, am I dreaming? Like, you just freeze. Like, you don't cover up right away. You don't say, whoa, whoa, whoa. My mind froze. I froze. And my coworker walked in on me as I was on the shitter. she did like a kind of slow open, and it's not where like you open the door and it's like you're perpendicular to the person on the throne. It's like they're staring right at you. They are just full blown, right staring into your eyes. Like they don't see like your side profile, which would have been better, where maybe they see like a side cheek. Maybe they're seeing my. They're just, they know what happened, but I mean, this was worst case scenario because these toilets are set up for disaster. And the lady just walks right on in. Not right on in. I don't, that's not correct. But she notices me and she's like, "Oh," and closes the door. And then my boss described it the best way. I closed up like a clam and like covered up. I didn't know what to do. I'm covering up my like shirt, like I had a shirt on, but I'm covering up my chest, like my friggin' titties were out, like I had to even cover those, even if they were out. I just froze and I closed my leg. I did everything I could. I cried, I laughed. I was like, oh my gosh, how do I ever? There's just so many thoughts running through your mind in this moment of like, holy fucking shit. My coworker probably just possibly saw parts of my body they never wanted to see and never thought they'd have to see. It was a disaster. It was a nightmare. I just sat. I Luckily, it seemed like this interaction lasted 5 minutes. It was probably 5 seconds, but it's just so traumatizing that you're like, holy shit. So then I gathered my thoughts, and then I was like, holy, I still have to wipe. I'm still in the heat of battle here. I'm not ready. So I wrapped it up, and then I, of course, when all this was going down, there was another coworker next to me that saw it all happen. So it's even more, because it's not like you and your coworker can keep it on the down low, because now there's a third party that watched the whole damn thing go down. And she's no secret keeper. She's no mouth shut type of gal. This thing was getting out. So I had two options. I either tell everybody before everybody finds out, or I just let it leak. And I wasn't letting it leak. So I swallowed my pride. I mean, I was redder than red could be. It wasn't a sweaty dump. Like, I wasn't sweating from pushing or. Everybody knows a sweaty dump. It wasn't that. I was dripping sweat because of the nerves and the agony of it all. It was a disaster. So I walk out and I'm just like sweating. I'm red. I don't get embarrassed that often. Like this was just beyond the deepest of. This is just a worst fear come true. You just are like, holy shit, what if someone walked in on me at work? That would suck. And it happened, and it was horrible. And it was just a dis. And that's why I blame the door. I blame the lock, and that's why the lock has earned the STD of the week, because it royally fucked me over. I haven't stopped thinking about this moment all week, because it's just like, holy shit. And then I would just tell everybody around work, and they're like, oh my God, like they would die laughing, and they'd be like, oh, everybody shit. So they'd be like, oh my God, that's embarrassing. I told my family, they were dying, everybody loves it. Luckily, there was a good ending to the story. Me and my coworker, she's a lady and she's very kind. She's very gracious. It could have been somebody completely awful where they would have handled it a disaster, but I couldn't face her that day. I couldn't face her the next day. And then on Friday, luckily, we saw each other. Not luckily, because I could have gone a few more days, but on Friday, we ran into each other and she was so gracious and she was like, let's hug it out. And she was like, you don't have anything to worry about. It's not that big of a deal. And was just really made me feel comfortable and was a complete gem. Like she could have called. I was where I didn't know if there'd be an incident report with HR. I didn't know if I'd have a fi my first incident on my file. I didn't know what could happen. It was just the most disastrous event that could have ever happened in my life. And it happened at work with somebody. I was thinking of like, do I quit? Do I call it quits? Because listen, some people don't like to even shit in public. I poop wherever, whenever necessary because everybody poops. That doesn't mean I want somebody walking in on me. It was a complete disaster. I'm still mortified. It's one of those things in life where you'll always remember. Like a lot of things go by in life and you're like, oh, I'll never remember that. This will stick with me. That feeling of like pure, like, heart in my ball sack will always stay with me. It was traumatizing. The words can't be put together properly because it was that freaking ridiculous. But it happened. We're moving on. We're giving the lock the SCD of the week. If you have those type of push locks, change them right now because they're motherfuckers. All they want for you is embarrassment and public humiliation because they got me. And I am making a public service announcement before it's too late to change your locks and to get rid of the push locks. They're a disaster. I am sharing my story so this does not happen to other people in the workplace or in public places. It's got to stop. This is my fight. I may, as much as you all know, I hate politicians. I may run for office just to outlaw push locks because I can't be the only one that's experienced this torture. And I want to be the last. I don't want my kids or my kids' kids to still be experiencing this type of pain. So that's why I am bringing awareness by making these type of locks the STD of the week. And I will continue to spread awareness and fight for this cause because these locks will have no place in my kids' future. And I hope that you will stand with me in this fight. So to wrap it up, STD of the week goes to push locks. You are motherfuckers. You got me good, but you will not get anyone else before I will put an effort to end it. So shout out to them. Usually I say you can be cured from the STD of the week, but these things, they're bad and they're bad news. So they are in the STD Hall of Fame. And I hope you enjoyed this embarrassing story because I had to share. Some people would have, but I had to share. And it feels good to get off my chest. Maybe. All right. Next up, of course, as always, we have our hot takes. Things that are on my mind from the past week, maybe just from a while. I've got something, one that I can't even believe I never even talked about for this week, but we're gonna lay it all out there. Just to warm ourselves up, I gotta say, shopping is the worst thing ever. I hate shopping, whether it's groceries, whether it's clothes, whether it's anything. Shopping grinds my fucking gears. It's a disaster. It's time consuming. I just want to be rich enough where I can just have somebody shop for me. I'll put on the clothes. I'll do it. It's the idea of the parking. Then you got to walk into the store. Then it's such a big space. You got to find. I don't even know what I'm looking for after. It's just such an aggravating experience. And today, it was exacerbated by, I hate to say it, Mom, by you. My mother made this one of the hardest shopping experiences I've ever witnessed. It's cringeworthy. It's hard to even listen, but I'm going to tell you about it. But I mean, always just a heads up. As soon as I get 5 minutes after into the shopping experience, I get cranky. I get like a 5-year-old child. So I'm not a pleasure to be around when we're shopping. We headed over to Kohl's and my mom had the Kohl's cash and disclaimer, I'm so grateful because I got a few weddings coming up. I had to get some nice pants, a few casual shirts, things I needed. So I'm grateful for the help from my mother and Marja, my personal shopper. They really were there for me. But either way, I just get so cranky. And I wore casual clothes because I knew I'd have to try shit on. And it was worse because today, my mother is on, she's in the, I feel like etiquette, you maybe shouldn't answer the phone when you're in public, because then my mom's on, oh my, no way, Lou, are you kidding me, Louise, okay, oh my god, yeah, we're having people over for sun, yeah, I'm making the marinade, oh my god, yeah, no, huh? Yeah, yep, I got the mozzarella, no, we're doing a charcuterie, yep, it's gonna be so damn darling, oh my god, it's a great day, the heat subsided, oh my god, that damn heat, the humidity. Oh, I can't wait to go on my screened-in porch. It's incredible. And she's shouting. She is shouting in the Kohl's. Every poor person in the store gets to hear her conversation. And I'm already in a mood. And then we try on the clothes. And I feel terrible because I'm a sweater. Everybody knows that. I'm a sweater. And I had to probably try on 5 pairs of pants. And it's, you know, you're hiking them up, you're buttoning them, you're unbuttoning them, you're taking them down. You're throwing them to, I threw them to Marja, my personal shopper. She's making the keep pile, the return pile. Then I'm grabbing the next pair, taking it off the hanger, ranking them up my thunder thighs, buttoning them, pulling up. And but after pant number two, I'm already sweating. I'm starting to sweat. And it's not that cold in there. It's just a disaster. I was sweating. By shirt 345, pant 345, my poor sweat, I don't know if sweat has DNA in it, because my DNA is all over those clothes, because I was dripping sweat, and I feel terrible. This is another service announcement. If you're buying clothes from a department store, wash them before you wear them, because there's some jackass like me that's sweating, trying them on, and they don't fit quite right, and they're taking that shit back, and your sorry ass is drowning in their sweat. That's a little side note of this whole thing. I just hope DNA's, because God forbid somebody tries on that shirt, their pants I was wearing, and my DNA's all over it, and they're freaking drug dealers, and I'll be implicated, and it makes me worried. But that, we're getting off topic. I hate shopping. Then my poor, oh my God, oh, we're in the changing room, and the poor sales associate's in there helping us out. And we're like, Mom, what are you doing, Mom? She's like, oh my God, this lovely girl's helping me out. And we're like, oh, okay. I mean, of course, they got the mask on, different factors. And the poor person goes, oh, I'm actually a boy. And me and my sister, oh my God, we're mortified. It's so on brand for my mother, God bless her. She's clueless. She's, oh my God, it was so embarrassing. Then, of course, we're all embarrassed. She's like, when you get in those situations where you're like, your heart's in your stomach and you're like, holy shit, she starts making small talk about sports coats. And she's like, oh my God, my son needs a sports coat. Oh, yeah, these are, oh my God, of course. Oh my, thank you so much. Oh, what was your, oh, thank you so much. Oh, of course. And she's making small. And this was past the point of no return. At that point, we should have dropped everything and left the store, because it was so mortifying and it was an absolute disaster. So we will, long story short, I hate shopping, but we will also never go back to that Kohl's, because our faces are probably plastered over the break room, and we are hated because it was a disaster. Next up, and this was inspired by a previous guest on the show, actually two previous men on the show. Men should be allowed to get manicures and pedicures. I'm starting to defend men with the double standards that we've been forced with and faced with, because enough is enough. Last week we talked about the sportswear. This week we're talking mani-pedis. I have never gotten either. I will personally say that, and I think I might have to, because I have to. If I'm going to make this hot take, I have to stand by it and be a part of it. So I'm not going to actually. Okay. I'm not going to get a manicure, because I don't care about, but I care about my feet, so I might get my feet dialed up. I think it's bullshit that we're not allowed to. We got to think of the meninists. Just kidding. That was a joke. JK, let's not make a big deal about it. I'm not going to cut that out, because I don't think that's a huge deal, but we'll see. But we got to fight for our rights, gentlemen. The women, they've been behind. They need to earn their rights, but in the fog of it all, we've been attacked, and it's got to stop here at STV, because we can wear whatever we want to the gym, and we can get some damn manicures and pedicures, because I say so. So get your feet taken care of. Don't get polished if you want. I shouldn't say that. Do what you want, but let's take care of ourselves. We have to use our same feet for the rest of our lives, just like women. So if we want to take care of them, get a nice massage, get our calluses taken care of, more power to us. Let people live. Let us do what we want. It's ridiculous. So I have to just, I don't know if I'll fit one in every week, but we got to defend the men, just because that's how we roll. Get your pedicures, and there's no shame in your game. Fucking own it, bro. Just do what you got to do to make yourself happy. Oh, excuse me. Great pasta, Mom. Thanks for the modded nod. Next, I got to talk about The Bachelorette, because I talked about it a few times, just to wrap up my opinion. The finale, first of all, no fucking show needs to be 3 hours long. It's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. Make it another week before you make someone sit on their poor ass for 3 hours watching the same damn thing. 2 hours is max. But to go three... Bachelorette, come on! No. No to 3-hour TV shows in 1 week. It's ridiculous. I don't think Katie and Blake will last, first of all. I don't see it. I think they're in the honeymoon stage. They're cute. I don't think they'll last. Will they get married? Maybe. Will they get divorced? Yes. And that's just how I see it. I still don't think Tayshia and Caitlyn should be hosting next season, but it looks like they are. I hope they pull it together and improve. That's all you can hope for. And at the end of the day, I didn't love Katie. So that's all I got to say about that. The Bachelorette. This is a PSA, again, mixed with a hot take. Check your fucking passports, people. Make sure they're not expired. I've seen a life this past month just go on a complete wreckage. Worried about a damn passport. The passport agency is wrecked. They're behind. They don't give a damn about you. And if you're not on top of it, your life could be in ruins for a bit. And I saw it happen to a dear friend of mine, and I don't want it to happen to you. So this is your wake-up call. This is your eye-opener to check your damn passports. Screw your colonoscopy. Nobody cares about your anal rectal glands. Check your passport. Make sure those things are in control. The things that you really can control on a daily basis, check that shit. I can't see another life go through a passport expiration like I did. I just can't see it happen again. So that's a quick one, but it'll save some lives, because just make sure your passport's not expired. You never know when you're headed across the country or out of the United States. So please, just check on those. Lastly, I love TikTok. I have just joined the TikTok community. I'm starting to be a content creator. I think I'm fucking hilarious, but obviously they're not getting the love that I expected, but I still think they're hilarious and I enjoy them. So that's all that matters, because people that know me know that the first person to laugh at my jokes are myself. And not always do I get a laugh out of people, but I'm always laughing at myself. And that's exactly why I love TikTok in general and my TikToks, because it's just the life that we live. And I mean, people are hilarious. I tried not to get into TikTok because it's such a downward spiral and it's such a dark hole, but I've broken from it. And so follow me on TikTok at Sammy C from STV, because I tried to connect, you know, my platforms as an influencer, JK. But I just love TikTok, and it's been incredible. I've created a folder for ideas for original TikToks, and it's kind of embarrassing, but I think we're going places. I posted a TikTok today that was funny, got 5 views. So it's disheartening. It really is. But I'm gonna work my way in. I'm gonna break through the glass ceiling, as I like to say. And that's all I have for you today, and this week. So enjoy your week. Enjoy the last couple weeks. I can't believe summer's almost over. Enjoy the last few weeks of summer. I do have shit. I'll have to figure out next week, because I have some parties and some birthdays and some weddings. Oh, that's what I have, a wedding. So I'll be quite busy, but I'm going to still try and find a way to figure it out. But we'll see. But I think we'll keep it going, because we've hit 3 weeks in a row. We can't just stop there. We'll just hope that my week is better than Caitlyn Jenner. Oh my, I forgot to mention that. Caitlyn Jenner got wrecked in my poll. I asked who would vote for her, and she got 6 whole people to say they'd vote for Caitlyn. So let's hope the popular vote of California looks better for her in her situation, but that's a different story. Anyway, as always, thanks for joining me. Send that shit straight to voicemail, as always, and listen up. If you haven't listened to all 21 now episodes, go back and catch up. Of course, as with every situation, some are better than others, but they've all got little gems in them, so go back and listen. They're fun. I have fun, so I hope you do as well, and I hope to see you soon. Enjoy the rest of your week. Happy Monday, and I love you.